Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we are talking about modes of transcendence, hopefully. I don't think we've gotten to that topic, which has been planned for the last couple of weeks, but it's been several busy shows with lots of calls.
We're having trouble transcending.
Yeah, we're having trouble transcending into that topic, for sure. But we do have some callers today that are in the queue that we're going to be taking before we get to our topic. So we're going to be getting to those callers momentarily, but we want to invite everyone to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. For those that already have, thank you so much for supporting us. And of course, we will do work on your behalf. Makes it easier if we can connect
with
you visually.
Yeah, we may not transcend, but we'll make sure everybody else does.
God, <what? laughs> You're full of one-liners this morning.
Oh.
Yeah. I was expecting another one-liner.
Another one-liner. Well, I was hoping maybe we'd make it a paragraph. But we don't have time, do we? We have so many callers. We're so popular. We have so many callers. There's no really time even for one-liners today.
That's right. So call the number 914-338-0164. I don't really have any one-liners. Often I do, but today I'm a little bit short. So definitely no paragraphs or pages.
Yeah. I don't know how that phrase came up, one-liner. I mean, I guess it's just short and sweet, and it fits on one line, I guess.
Perhaps.
But I'm sure there's a subculture that thinks one-liner means something else.
Okay. All right. Let's bring on our first caller. 478, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And 484 is our first caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. It's the first time I found your show.
Oh, great. You're sounding a little bit far away, like you're in a tunnel. So I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or on a headset, but maybe making
an
adjustment.
Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. What's your name?
My name is Julia.
It's, you know what? Can't hear your name. Are you on a headset? Because if you're on a headset, better that you're not on a headset. Usually it's kind of they're not compatible
not
for some reason with our sound system.
I'm not on a headset. I'm actually just on regular phone. I'm on my phone.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
bad
we'll
connection.
Do
we'll do our best. So
I think you said Julia. Did you say Julia?
Yes, that's my name.
Oh,
okay.
Well, you heard better than me. That's unusual. Hi, Julia. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Wow.
Philadelphia Freedom. Okay. How did you find our show? Were you on Blog Talk or?
Yeah, I found it through Blog Talk.
Great. Great. So what's your question, Julia?
I really don't have a specific question. I just really am just trying to get some, I guess, quote-unquote, guidance just for a few things that are going on in my corner of the world. I just have been having a lot going on, especially in my love life. It's kind of been just thrown on me unexpectedly, and I'm just kind of, you know, unsure what to do. And really what is going on as well and why I'm in this predicament. But I just kind of want to see, you know, if you guys can pick up on anything or, you know.
In regards to your love life. Okay, so let's get your birth date, please.
Okay. My birth date is May May 23rd.
Mm-hmm. And
my
year.
Birth year is the year is 1999.
What?
19 what?
99.
Hmm.
99.
Yes.
Okay.
20. Hmm. 38, 11, 2. Hmm. Okay, is there somebody in question that we need to get the birth date of?
The person that I was basically, you know, dealing with was a Pisces. They were March 9th, 1999.
Okay, 22. He's a 40 equals
what's
4.
What's his birthday?
3/9/99, 22, and 18. He's a 40 equals 4. So I said, did you hear me say 6, Julia?
Yes.
Okay, so you are, your karmic number is 38/11/2. I mean, 38/11, and your master number is 2, excuse me. And his karmic number is 40, and his master number is 4. Together, you become a 6. So I was, when you gave me your birthday, I thought, that didn't resonate. But now, in the combination, you two are a 6 together. So that's where the 6 was coming from. And okay. In terms of you, Julia, you're, 38/11/2s often have relationship problems. So it's not surprising you're asking about relationship. Should we ask her more, or do you want to say something,
well,
Neil?
Well, Julia, I'm getting is a little bit confusing. I'm getting that this guy, it's almost, you know, maybe this isn't accurate, maybe it's symbolic, but it's almost like he has two jobs. And I don't know what that means yet, because it might be vibrational information, but it's like he's got two jobs. It's like he's doing two things away from you.
He's living basically a double life. I definitely feel that on my end, and I felt that, and I've thrown away from him basically right now, because I just feel there's things being hidden from me, just basically in his life, and obviously, you know, trying to work some relationship out, things being hidden from me, that's not the great way to start things off.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you said.
That's what I think. I think that, you know, you're calling the show to get a short reading. I think that basically there isn't a really good, trustworthy platform. If you want this man to be your significant other, your boyfriend, it's not the best choice, because I don't think he's that mature in some respects in terms of relationship. And I think you're going to drive yourself crazy. I do see you becoming self-employed. I don't know why that's coming in, but there's something about self-employment.
Well, that's definitely an option, because I'm going to be going to school very, very shortly to become a lawyer.
You're going to law school, or you're going to
be going to law school and eventually becoming a lawyer.
So you're going to law school now. You're going to undergraduate school to prepare to go to, because you're 20 years old?
Yeah, I'm going to undergraduate right
19.
Now, and then I'm going to
Here's what I think, Julie. I think you're intelligent, and I think you're you're an accountable person, and you're reliable. And I think what frustrates you is that when people aren't, especially in personal life, so it's very frustrating for you to deal with these kind of people. But aside from that, I think you're a very intelligent woman. I think you should not waste time with this nonsense in this relationship. Just let it move on, center on your career. Make sure you take care of yourself, because you're capable. You can do it. And then, as time moves forward, you'll ultimately, you know, find that person. You're going to be having a relationship energy in your life. And there's something to do with a mixed up family, your family background. Maybe there was some instability or something. You're coming out of that to produce stability in your life. That's what your journey is.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Was that
so
a
are you planning to move? Are you planning to like move on from the relationship? I mean, is it broken up already or?
Well, what happened was yesterday I had me and this person. This is a person from my past, and this person has resurfaced to my life in the late April, and we started talking, and then it basically turned into a relationship as of a couple days ago. And we were talking on that level. And yesterday I had woken up and I had a real, real bad feeling about the whole situation with me and him. And I just felt like there was something being hidden from me. And I still had that feeling. And I basically messaged him last night and I'm like, just things aren't working out. I feel that there is, you know, something that I can't give you or just something that isn't making us work out here in this sense, and I just really can't continue things, but I'm just like, at this point, I just don't know why, number one, I would be put in this situation, or you know, why it resurfaced, or, you know, it's just like, I definitely care about this person a lot, but, you know, like I said, this stuff, like, being hidden from me, and, you know, just this nonsense, and it's just that I, this whole me back, and, you know, if he doesn't want to cooperate correctly, then I, you know, have to go forward.
Okay, so, I mean, it sounds like what's, you know.
Yeah.
That's...
Julia, crash course. Maybe you can explain this to her. She's 19, her mass number is 38. She's halfway through.
Oh, yeah. So it, when you have a kind of a high karmic number, so at the age of 38, you should be experiencing a change. And what's happening now is that you're in what's considered more intense karma. So relationship, she's halfway through, but the problems with relationships and things like that, I mean, probably she'll have a relationship before 38.
Yeah.
I mean, that's successful, but.
Real quick, you're intelligent. Your day 2, 3 and his day 9, that adds up to 14, 9 plus 3 plus 2. Your first and last numbers are 5 and 9. That's 14. What you've got is a karmic character here. You got a man that you knew from a past life. He comes in now and you're getting through karma with people you've known from past lives that usually will result in breakups.
But
for the time being.
But I don't think she's going to have to wait till 38 to
have
a successful relationship. Some people, though, I mean, some people with the same karmic number might have to wait till 30.
She's
I don't think.
32. So 2 times 11 would be 22. So
which is actually
22, 23 is when you'll probably be in a more secure relationship. But Julia, focus on your career. Focus on law. Don't focus on men right now. Get your law degree. Do a good job. What kind of law do you want to go into?
I definitely want to become a lawyer, like family law, and maybe even, you know, getting into, you know, other stuff inside of
family
law.
It's in alignment
law.
With her master number. It's 2. It relates to the second chakra, family, etc., relationships. So, but you know, just a side note too, he's got a 22 in the 3-9 and 1-9, which can be troubling.
He's
this crossover.
You're not, the intensity of your relationship with him is based on karma. So, in our vocabulary, we call this a karmic relationship. That's why it feels so intense. You've known him a long time. Now it's formulated into something emotional. But what's happened is that in the evolution of this man's character, he's not ready to go to a higher place. So you're going to get a lot of stuff that won't match your conditions of a good relationship, even though you're going to be feeling something. So you just have to say, you know what? This isn't a good match. He's not ready. I can't dwell on this. I've got higher work to do. I got to focus on becoming an attorney.
Which she's obviously doing because she's kind of come to this conclusion before the radio show. I mean, she decided, you know, it's something felt a little off and she didn't want to continue. So she's already, you know.
I would be cautious.
I'm already on the path.
Has intensity. We are saying it does. There's karma.
Right.
But we're saying that by the signs that we're reading, it's best that you could start to be assertive now in life and not dwell on things. Because whether you're an attorney or a doctor or whatever you may be, those people still have relationship problems. They don't. You've got to be sound of mind and character to know how to get through life on both levels, professionally and personally. So,
you know, definitely.
You've read this guy correctly. We're reading him correctly. We're not downplaying. We're not, you know, treading on his personality or anything. We're just saying it's not good for a relationship right now. Move on.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely, you know, what I did. And I made it very clear to him, you know, that this isn't working out because I didn't, you know, want him to feel a certain way towards me, you know, that this is going to keep going on. I just had that feeling yesterday that just something isn't right, and I basically just told him about it and basically haven't heard from him since yesterday.
Julia, what, just real briefly, because we have to move on to another caller, but did he respond? I don't know. You said something about him not responding. Did he respond? How did he respond to you?
He responded after, like, 3 minutes after I had sent a text message, and he just said okay. And basically, that was it. We're still friends on social media and everything, but he just said okay and just kind of moved on and put single everywhere again. So, you know, it's just, I'm just, you know, going to keep going here, you know, with things. I just kind of wanted to see, you know, what you guys picked up on it. But,
well, hopefully that helped.
Yeah.
Hopefully it helped to solidify your decision.
Yeah, definitely it did. Definitely. You know, there's just other things that I'm focused on right now, and it just doesn't seem like it's supposed to be right. So,
yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Julia. And you know what you can do? You can follow us.
Yeah, on Facebook. Our accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. We have a Twitter account, too.
And you can always, you know, call the show and ask questions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. I definitely will check you guys out. Thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and best of luck with your studies. Keep in touch.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. 478 is our next caller. Hi, 478.
Hello. Hello. How are you all?
Good. How are you?
I'm well.
Really hard to hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. I'm Will and yourself. How are you guys today?
Well, I'm sorry. What's your name?
It's Kara.
Kara?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Macon, Georgia.
Okay. And what is your birth date, Kara?
It's
1-10-83. 83. 2-12-23-5, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your question?
I'm just really trying to find out what's going to happen. I've been, like, going through a lot financially, and I'm a single mom. And, like, per se today, I only have a limited amount of money, but tomorrow I have to pay rent, and I'm trying to figure out how can I, because my kids come first, and I have to buy, unfortunately, I have to spend cash to buy food, you know, and, you know, I'm leaning towards, you know, I have to feed my kids, so if I feed my kids, then we'll be out of a place to stay tomorrow if I don't come up with a certain amount of money.
How much money do you need? Can we ask? I don't want to be too personal, but it might help.
Maybe like 250.
I put down 300. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wrote down 3, so that's close.
Oh boy! So you're calling. So in desperation or you know, in some concern, you're calling it a psychic show, more or less, to try to figure out how you can get this money or if it's going to come from somewhere. We're traveling through this through maybe some feel of intuition, but how long have you been living where you're living? How long has this, position been going on here where you're currently at?
I've been going through a lot for like the past year. It's like
how
I've
long
lost
have you been
so
in the locations?
Much. In this location, I've been here like a month.
How long?
One month.
A month. And so I was going to ask how many times she's been late for rent, but obviously she's only been there a month.
And you need $250. And so in getting that, Kara, if you get $250, that's going to hold you over for at least another month before you have to start worrying again?
Yes, sir.
And, okay, so we're trying to help you. Are you on any kind of assistance?
No, sir. I received SSI. I was working at the medical center, and I ruptured a disc in my back, and they put me on workers' comp for a while, and then after the workers' comp claim was up, I had to get on disability. And that's only $750 a month.
So let me ask a question, because I'm just kind of, you know, I'm on my phone here searching. You're saying that if you pay rent, then you're not going to have food. So there's money that's for rent, but it's...
Ma'am?
So the question, do you have cash toward the rent? Are you able to pay it if you didn't pay for food?
Yes.
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 So, I mean, there are food banks. Like, you're in Macon, right?
Yes.
Have you thought of going to a food bank and getting food for your family?
Yes, but they only open up food banks for certain days a week. And then by the time you get there, it's people, you know, you just because you go, it's not guaranteed you'll get something because it's, when you get there, it's totally full. And they stop at a certain number of people. So it's like crazy.
You know, Kara, do you have any family members that are willing to help temporarily?
Not at the moment. I'm kind of like on my own with my kids.
Mm-hmm. The father of the children is not successful. He's not attainable.
He is, I'm going to be frank with you all, he is a disgrace to any father. It's like when I broke up with him, if he wasn't with the mom, he kind of said, screw the kids. And I have three by him.
You know, it sounds like you sound like a very nice person, and it sounds like you were able to hold down a job before you had that accident with your back. And you're on disability now. Psychically, we're having, you know, to try to come up with that $250 immediately.
Which she sounds like she has, but she has to feed her kids. That's the dilemma. I mean, you know, go ahead. Don't want to interrupt.
I don't know. I mean, is there any kind of work you can do, Kara, or are you totally out of commission?
Basically, right now, I'm totally out of commission. My car is even, like, I have a vehicle, but it decided it wanted to run hot. It was just, like, a lot coming at me at once.
Yeah, she has a difficult
Well, you know, 11, are there any other, are there churches that give to the needy? Are there any emergency facilities that cater to the public when people are down and out and having troubles? Have you investigated anything like that, Kara?
So many times I have called so many people, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to help, like, on a practical level here, and, you know, I'm looking up stuff on my phone. You know, the Middle Georgia Community Food Bank, there's somewhere called Loaves and Fishes, the Macon Outreach at Mulberry, Baptist Church that does outreach. Have you contacted all these organizations?
I've contacted them. I even call the American Hope Resources to try to find different people. It's like pretty much where I'm located, there are limited services. Per se, if I was in Atlanta, I would have a better chance.
Yeah.
Because it's more there, and it's, you know, more organizations that can help.
When's your next SSI check coming?
It will be on the 1st of July.
1st of July. So you have no money for the whole month of June if you paid rent. Jeez.
Well, I think it's, you know, I think unless, are you living in an apartment with your children?
Yes.
You know, if there isn't any kind of emergency housing or shelter that also provides food, we're not sure what your district offers, but it would I'm sorry?
I would say it's like two places. It's one, the rescue mission, and the only way I could get there to even stay there is I have to be a victim of domestic violence, and I'm not. And with the Salvation Army, they fill up, if I'm not there by 3 o'clock, it's full. I won't have a place with my kids. So it's kind of like, that's why I'm trying to figure it out, because it's like every option I've tried, I'm failing. It's like I can't find, and I had to step out because I didn't want my kids to hear me talking to you all. But it's to the point where I'm thinking, like, the only way I can get out of this is suicide.
Well,
no, what'd she say?
Suicide.
Don't do that.
Well,
I know you're feeling frustrated,
ways,
but
you know, I mean, how old are your children, Kara?
I have a 16, a 14, and an 11-year-old.
Are they able to work? And is a 16 able to get any kind of, you know, job around the neighborhood or anything?
I just signed her up. She graduated early because she's, you know, she's more advanced. She graduated last month, and I just signed her up for college to study, you know, her major is paralegal studies on yesterday.
Good. Hey, you got to, Kara, don't worry. You have some challenges. But don't let them defeat you. There's a reason, you know, if the father of the children is just a disgrace and you're given this responsibility, you may be in a bind, but you have a responsibility too. And this can all be worked out. We don't know yet how. I don't know yet how. But, you know, $250, sometimes that could be as much as $2 million to some people
right,
if you don't have it. But I would say to you, pay the rent to make sure you keep your shelter.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, Kristen and I will put out energy work that something comes in. You know, you don't have a rich uncle. You don't have anybody in your family.
Do you have internet access, Kara?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. So nothing I'm probably coming up with is anything she couldn't come up with. But,
it's you know, Kara, I don't know. It's solvable. Despair. I mean, it sounds like you have a wonderful family. Your daughter is really, that's outstanding.
That
paralegal. Under the conditions that you're in, she's advanced. Don't make this into a mountain. There's got to be a way. I don't know. Sometimes I've seen it in grocery stores. They do a lot of surplus food and they seem to donate it. What you might do is go to some of the grocery stores if you're able to walk around or get around and ask what they do with their surplus food. I mean, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to cater to beggars or anything like that. But I know a lot of markets do that. Are you in an area where there's a lot of supermarkets?
No, sir. Actually, right now I'm located off of an interstate. Like where I'm staying is the interstate right across the street from it.
I don't know yet. What we can tell you is to pay it's probably important to pay the rent, so you have shelter. And how much food do you have to hold you over?
That's the thing. Like, I only had enough to feed them this morning without going over, so I don't even know how I'm going to feed them this evening. So it's like I have no choice. I have no choice. I can either let them go hungry or or I can pay that.
Yeah. It's difficult. You're in a difficult situation. I'm sure there's a lot of people in our country that are in this kind of situation. But you're trying.
Have you contacted the Loaves and Fishes? Have you contacted them?
Loaves and Fishes?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You have? And what are they saying?
Yes. You have to get there like 7 a.m. and they open up like 8:30, so you'll be standing out there for an hour. And even if you get there at that time, it's still not guaranteed that you will get something because it's packed.
Then the food bank says that they have a mobile unit, mobile food pantry program that, you know,
mail.
It's a rural area. So I'm just trying to, you know, see what's out there in terms of resources. I mean, are you close at all? Is it possible that you could get there early tomorrow morning?
No, because it's, I would say it's probably like 12 miles away from where I am.
Wow, so you have a problem with transportation. I would contact maybe some of the churches and say, listen, this is my situation. Is there anything you can do to help? Contact some of the churches in your area
and see
if someone can drive out to you.
Is there a nearby church you haven't talked to yet?
I've called out. If you all could see into my phone, I have explored every resource that is known. And some churches will say they only serve their members. If I'm not a member, you know, of their church, they can't help me.
Oh, well, Kara, I mean, we don't you're in a really desperate place right now. We hear that. And, in your desperation, you're trying to think, oh, my God, the only way out of this is to kill myself. Well, that's not the only way out. I mean, all you'd be doing is providing more trouble for your family, your children. And I don't know. The only thing that Chris and I can do is put out a firm energy prayer that something comes in for you. In terms of food, sometimes when we do that on our show, miraculous things happen. We can't promise it, but it often happens. Do you have anything you can pawn at a pawn shop or anything?
No, sir. I lost everything I had in a storage bin just a few months ago before I could get a place. All my TVs. All my kids' belongings, my daughter's guitar, she had just gotten for Christmas, everything. I lost everything.
Oh. Well, you know,
that's why I'm so upset.
I can come up with that show, too.
Yeah.
If you're going to try to do some stuff for you, we will try to do something we have your phone number, so I'm going to reach out to some people and see what we can do too, and we'll call you.
Yes, ma'am.
Physical, even if we're not, but I'm going to do a little bit of background work.
Are you on Facebook?
I'm sorry, you broke up. I couldn't understand you.
Are you on Facebook? Oh, you don't know.
Hello.
We're just going to see if there's a way to follow, to get to know more about you so we could help you.
Yes.
We're trying to figure out how to do that. But anyways, we'll try and see if anything we can come up with anything for you. Just keep in touch with us, okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, don't worry. This thing, there's ways to work it out. You're not ready to go under yet.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll be in touch with you, Kara. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Area code 305 is next. Hi.
Hello, Neil. Hello, Kristen. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. This is Maria from Miami, and I haven't called in a long, long time.
Yeah, Maria from Miami. Hi. Yeah. And you're born in July, right?
July 27, 1963. I think I'm like a 35-8 or something you guys told me last time.
26. Yes, 35-8. 35
equals
8. Yes. I'm so glad you called. We haven't heard from you in a long time. That's true.
Yes, so, yes, I haven't called in a long time. Everything is pretty much the same as before, and I'm still looking for love in my life, and I haven't found it. And
looking for love.
I don't know.
No love yet, huh?
Oh, no.
Hmm. And you're...
You know, it's funny.
55?
Maria, I get this picture of you wearing this colorful dress like it's a flower pattern. And it almost looks tropical. Maybe it's just an image. I don't know.
I just bought that dress last week. Believe it or not.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's his first step. Now, when I was looking at that image, in my mind's eye, I saw you being very happy with a companion. In other words, the image brought to me, now that we've come this far and you validated the dress, I got this image of this man being very romantically involved with you, and it's like I'm looking at a photograph and you're very happy. But it's almost like the photograph took place like at the Tiki Room, like a restaurant that would have those fire poles outside,
mm-hmm.
and it feels very gay and tropical, fish, stuff like that. And so I don't know. It seems like this man, the dress you bought, that would be the color of his shirt. Like he has a shirt, like your dress. So it almost looks like it almost looks like a soulmate. And he seems to have a hat on, like one of those Jamaican hats or straw hats that people would wear, musicians or something. You know, almost like he plays the saxophone.
Oh wow!
And I don't know. Do you know anyone who's recently bought a dog or got a dog in their life?
No, I really don't.
Maybe that's him then.
Then I think he has a little dog. I think this guy has. I always say it wrong. A Chihuahua.
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 Well,
that's okay.
It almost like he's got this little dog that he holds, and it's like he plays the saxophone, or maybe it's the ukulele or the banjo. I can't figure it out. But he's a musician.
Okay.
He's a musician, and so I don't know. I can't figure out yet where this is rooted, how you might find this person. But we at least got the dress.
What do you do normally to get out beyond work or meet people? Do you go to listen to live music or nightclubs? Not like we're recommending.
No, I go to the park. I go walking in the park every morning. And then
mm-hmm.
about once a week, I go to art galleries or I go eat out. That's pretty much what I do.
Do you have a large social circle? Do you have a lot of friends?
No, not really.
Yeah,
I had a lot of friends. I had a lot of friends, but that's when I was married. So I had a lot of couple friends.
Right.
But then when I got divorced, the couple friends fell off, you know.
So do you go to the park by yourself and to the art galleries by yourself?
Yes.
And probably people are, you know, grouped together in their own little social units.
Do you like a great place
to meet people.
Do you like places where they play music, where people gather and listen and have a drink or two and listen to music? Do you like those little nightclub places?
I don't go there by myself. I would feel uncomfortable.
Comfortable?
Uncomfortable.
There has to be some kind
of
place.
Where did you get this
people.
Dress? Where did you buy the dress?
I bought it at this place called Kohl's, K-O-H-L.
Yeah, we know it.
They
we've got Kohl's here, too.
Yeah, they
have
all
it.
The summer dresses. They just brought in all the summer dresses.
Do they have – is that in a shopping center? Is it with other stores surrounding it?
Yeah, it's like in a strip shopping center. It's like a strip mall.
Huh. I don't know. Are there any places socially that you would feel comfortable going to that you've never experimented with yet? Is there any place that's clean and safe where you could meet people?
Well, I don't know. I guess, I mean, I go different places. I guess I could go different places.
Well, Maria,
yeah.
You see, we're stuck with this image that we see you with this man that seems to be he's laughing a lot and he seems really nice. And it seems like you and he would have a really nice time. So we're stuck with that image and it's predicated on the other image of you getting this dress that we saw. So,
well, in terms of her, I mean, obviously where the places that she's going they're not providing the opportunity for her to actually interact with people.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of solitary. She's going to art galleries, looking at art. She's going to dinner by herself. So there's not
a lot of
social interaction. So there needs to be, obviously, to meet somebody, there has to be something that changes.
Is
in
there
terms
any
of reaching out to other
are
people?
Are there any places where they have social dancing where people are expected to come in
single
and that you match up with another dancer?
Well, they do have dance studios. They have the Fred Astaire Dance Studio. They have dance classes.
Yeah, like Arthur Murray or
yeah.
Fred Astaire.
Would you
yeah,
like to do
it's
that?
Like Arthur. Yeah, it used to be Arthur Murray. They changed the name. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like that, Maria?
Well, I could try it. I've never tried it. I guess I
Why
could
don't
go.
You try it? Why don't you try
okay.
it? What the heck? Why don't you try it and give it a couple of tries and see if you might meet up with a gentleman that, you know, really is attracted to you. Let's see if that works.
Okay. All right.
And keep in touch. You know, call us in a couple of weeks, after you've actually gone and done that. So then we can get, you know, a reading of the barometer here.
Okay. Oh, I will. I know you guys told me that I was in a 6-year cycle. I remember.
Yeah, you're 55 now. We're going to be 55 now, right?
Yes, I'm going to be 55 this year. So
that was.
So that's 54. She
54,
had a
change.
54. No, she's going to be when she's 56, but she's not divisible by
35. Oh, you mean.
35, 45,
55.
Yeah,
you told me
I was
still in
the Yeah, something
that's
okay. I was thinking happened at 6, so 56.
Let's not worry about that. Let's try the dance studio and then give it a couple of tries and see if you had any dancing partners that you had a mutual attraction with.
Okay, I will. Oh, thank you, Neil. Thank you, Kristen. And yes,
thank
I'll
you.
Keep in touch. It's been a long time.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care and call back sooner. This time.
I will.
Okay. All right. Let us know.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Maria. Bye-bye. Okay. 508 does not have one pressed. 508. I think I know who that is. If you would like to speak with us, press one now, or we're going to finish the show with our topic. We've got about 13 minutes. Okay. So we can talk. Modes of transcendence.
Modes of transcendence. God,
excuse me.
Modes of transcendence, it all depends on how you want to transcend.
I mean, transcending can be ultimate transcendence, or you can transcend to another level.
You can transcend to it. You can transcend in terms of an earthly level, which is transcending in terms of the energy of a job, the energy of a relationship. And those are usually involved in the lower chakras of the body. Not that they're bad chakras, but if you're trying to if you use the word transcendence, we usually equate it with spiritual stuff. you transcend into another realm, or you transcend into spirit. But transcendence is also, in as we move down the line of the energy fields, it's also, first of all, in terms of enlightenment and intellectualism.
Right.
Transcendence is a mind energy. So you transcend in terms of thought and knowledge and the progress of that kind of mind energy. But as we move down, transcendence can go down the elevator of the body, and you can transcend in many ways. You can transcend in terms of sexuality. People transcend discovering their true sexual identity. People transcend in terms of discovering their soulmate. So
transcend in terms of wealth. I mean, we have a client who equates transcendence with, you know, being able to go to the Ritz-Carlton and
yeah.
and places like, you know.
You know, you're not,
the,
you know, you're.
The plaza.
There's no crime in trying to equate transcendence with the body. If you're trying to equate transcendence with the body, then you're looking basically at things that the world has to offer you. A relationship, a job, maybe some form of creativity. People transcend. They actors and actresses suddenly transcend and they get a different role, and they're suddenly got the Academy Award, and they were nobody before. They were just supporting players and not doing much. People transcend in terms of producing something that they've never produced before, and they suddenly transcend into something higher creativity. Wise, people transcend in terms of a makeover. They transcend and transform. So transformation and transition and transcendence are kind of buddies. They work kind of arm in arm in many ways.
Right. And so physically transcending certain issues helps oftentimes to maybe transcend into the mental plane and get more into the mind and then move into the spiritual realm. So getting through those physical problems can help move you into a transcendent energy on a mental level and then a spiritual level. So it's important to go through all those passages, but just simply transcending on a physical level is not going to get you off the planet.
No, there's modes, there's different levels of transcendence. Sometimes what people must come to realize is that if you're going to transcend, sometimes you have to let go. You have to let go of old habits. You have to let go of people that aren't healthy for you. You have to let go of vices and things like that. So some people try to transcend and take with them all the old habits and all the bad behaviors that they are having a trouble letting go of. So when we look at the word transcendence, we're also looking at dramatic transitions. And that word dramatic is sort of it's sort of relative to the situation. But some people will say, you know what, I'm going to give up drinking, I'm going to give up smoking, I'm going to give up bad boyfriends that aren't healthy. That's a form of transcendence, because it ultimately, if we go step by step up the chakra level, it ultimately leads to a higher energy field. So people can make dramatic motions of behavior change that ultimately lead to transcendence. If we're looking at the transcendence of the body from the earth, then we're looking at people who are concerned about not returning to the planet. And the question they ask themselves is, how do I transcend into the next realm without having an energy that brings me back to the earth upon my death?
Right.
Which is for those that believe in coming back continuously.
But I think sometimes there's a mistake in thinking that if you've achieved certain things on the planet, that is equated with transcendence, and therefore you've accomplished what you're supposed to accomplish and you're done with the earth.
Yeah.
I know that's been in terms of the specific client that I mentioned, that's what that client, you know, that's what she equated transcendence with. So obviously that is definitely not
Well, achievement of goals
in terms of getting off the planet.
Notable. You can achieve your goals, and you can achieve certain positions on the planet where you have reached success and even wealth. But or you complete a task of some sort. That's not quite. It might be a level of transcendence, but it's on a lower grade. If we're talking about the ultimate source of transcendence, then we're getting into the severe division, and I say severe division between body and spirit, where we don't cater to the body as much as we cater to the spirit, and we start to understand the vocabulary, the language of the spirit. In some respects, it may be being charitable. It could be being all loving and understanding. Of course, there's an activity involved. Some people feel they transcend when they help others. There are people in Greenpeace that will say, I'm transcending because I'm helping the whales and the animals of the sea, the mammals and fishes of the sea. Transcendence, maybe I went to an underdeveloped country and I'm helping very, very, very poor, underprivileged children who are subject to social anarchy and violence to feel safe. That could be a form of transcendence. There can be transcendence in the form of work, but if you're looking at it just in terms of the separate energy of the ego, I want to transcend, so I'm going to go into deep study and develop my spiritual sense of being. I'm going to read and study and understand what it is to get into the higher realms of thought. That takes on more of a solemn presence of transcendence. The monks and the shamans that move into the higher realms of consciousness, religious figures that oftentimes give back to the planet through books and lectures.
But that's what I was going to say. There has to be some contribution to the planet. So it's not only about solitude and, you know, developing one's own ego mind. It's about giving back. So
yeah, it's about giving back. It's important. Sometimes you can't give back. Sometimes you're in solitary confinement and you can't give back, and you have to find that sense of transcendence within the self. Of course, if you're going to transcend and you're socially engaged, you're going to have an innate, organic feeling of wanting to give back, wanting to share, wanting to leave some kind of legacy on the planet that doesn't compel you to have to come back and do karma for it. So there is... transcendence can also be a release. Some people mistakenly equate transcendence with, like our other caller, suicide. I got to get out of here. I got to transcend to another level. I can't take this earth level anymore. So transcendence becomes a corrupted vocabulary. Transcendence is not escape. Transcendence is the evolution of the soul. The body moving into the soul moving into the spirit. That's the major source of transcendence. Transcendental meditation is a concept where you take meditation on its highest level and you reach out into the universe, into the spheres, and you communicate with abstract forms of energy that become quite concrete in content. So, and on that level, yes. But in giving back, you're right, Kristen, there's got to be some cyclic kind of energy where you receive and you give back. You receive and you back. This is the order of circular energy, that we make it that way so that life is not specifically linear. When we are doing our birth date analogies and studies, we look at the birth date as a linear energy, but we also look at it as a circular energy, because the numbers evolve into different kinds of conditions of thought. So when we're talking about transcendence, you have to look at your own life and first of all ask yourself, what what is it about myself that needs to be higher? What am I seeking? What am I looking for? And whether it's a relationship or whether it's a profession or whether it's some unique thought form that you're trying to achieve, these are all modes of transcendence that have their proper definition according to the kind of quest you're putting yourself into.
And we are about out of time, actually, Neil.
Okay.
So we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we thank all our listeners and callers, and we will speak with you then. Bye-bye.